Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
7:16, that song means it's time for the Farinis to join us. Joe and Cindy have been doing their My Marriage Matters segment for years on this radio station. We constantly hear from folks out in the community who go, we love it when your parents are on, Kathleen. They're great. So here they are, Joe and Cindy Farini. Welcome back, guys.
Hey, good morning. How are
Thank you?
Thank you.
Good morning.
So how often do you encounter couples who kind of expect to just have wedding bliss for decades?
Every day
and every time we speak for family life, which we're just wrapping up the Cincinnati weekend here and getting ready to head home. We had a wonderful group of about 812 people here. And, you know, they learned a lot this weekend. Now they have tools in their toolbox for how to take care of their marriage. But I think even myself personally, I felt like when we said those vows, honestly, I remember standing there going, ours will be the first perfect marriage ever. I just know it's going to be perfect.
You thought that?
You know, I did. I thought, you know, it's going to be great. And it is a great marriage. It's been a great life, but there's been a lot of challenges that I sure didn't anticipate. And life is life. You're going to get hit with life somewhere along the line.
So wait a minute. Joe and Cindy Farini have had challenges in their marriage? Stop that.
Sure. Well, one of the one of the points that we talk about actually on Friday night, we kind of give the conferees the bad news first, you know, and start out real pleasant. but it's kind of good because then, you know, one of the things we find, we get up there and people really are, their hands are crossed in front of them, and they do kind of look at you like, I wonder what they're going to teach me. And then we go through this first part, which is the five threats to, you know, marriage is failing. And we share this one particular part that is, it's called inevitable difficulties. And when we share that, you can just see their faces kind of fall in a way that says, oh my goodness, they're normal. Mm-hmm. Because they're waiting for you they're probably waiting for you to say like, oh, my marriage is perfect, and let me tell you how to make your marriage perfect. And that's not what we do. I mean, we get up there and share our flaws, and maybe in a moment, if we can, I want to hear from Dad here too, but, you know, there's a point where I share kind of a 10-year span and what has happened to us. But why don't you give a little, you want me to give it? Okay. Okay, I'll just say it. We had a 10-year span of time where you know, Joey, when he was little, he had seizures and they didn't stop. He hasn't had them for many, many years because of the medicine he's on, but just giving you sort of a feel that at this time he was still having seizures. My dad was, he had some mini strokes and his health was failing. Joe's dad was diagnosed with cancer. My brother had passed away. And then my mom, the well one, she passed away, and then 4 days later, my dad died, and all of this was happening in the midst of Joe working, you know, kids, life with kids, one in high school, one planning a wedding, some betrayals along the way of things that happened, you know, in life, and you just, not marriage betrayals, by the way, like just life, family, friends kind of stuff, and you just, I remember at the end of this, about 10, 11 years, I was losing my hair. I literally had a fist-sized bald spot on the side of my head. And I thought, you know, I thought I was doing pretty good going through all this, but my body wasn't. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I would never have anticipated those 10 years when we were saying our vows. Never would I have done that. And that's not just us. People come up to us and they say, wow, I hope we never have to go through that. Other people come up and say, well, let me tell you what's been happening to me. And it's far, far more difficult. So that's kind of the problem. We don't anticipate ahead of time how tough life is going to be.
They hear far too often about couples who think that they're just not going to have any issues throughout their marriage. It's going to be just sunshine and roses. And that's far from it. You guys had a tough decade. I'd be curious to hear some of Joe's thoughts on this. I mean, it was pretty rough, sure. Joe, huh?
Well, it really was. He didn't even realize how difficult it was until, as Cindy said, her baldness thing was a reality. But the good news is that her baldness her hair grew back and mine did not. So that's just a reality check here for me.
Yeah.
But you know, this is one of those things that it's common to everybody, isn't it? I mean, everybody goes through difficult times, and we just need to understand the potential devastating effects that these difficult times can have on our marriages. But the overriding issue here is really it's our response to these difficult times that will either drive us apart as a couple or they will bind us together. And I'm so thankful for the strong relationship that me and Cindy have for each other. But I assure you that that bond between the two of us, that was forged through the fires of difficult times and learning how to work through those struggles by doing that together. And so, it's not a fun thing to go through, and it's not one that we endorse and encourage, but it's just one of those things that's just going to happen. And but you can actually become more, stronger in your marriage if you can begin to work together through that process.
Yeah, I'm convinced that lots of marriages fail because people don't have the expectation of struggle. And the moment struggle surfaces, they just run for the hills. And I agree with you. It's through those horrible struggles that you really grow closer to each other. I think Sarah and I have figured out how to deal with conflict more effectively simply by going through it. Would you two say that?
Oh, I think we both definitely agree with that. You know, there was a study that was out that said, they're at a point where 645 marriages or something like that, when they were really in tough places, that as those couples learned how to work through things, 5 years later, a large percentage of them really had a much stronger marriage. But the thing is, I think a lot of people just quit too soon, and they just think, I just want to get out of this marriage. But guess what? The next one's not going to be, in terms of inevitable difficulties, not going to be any different. So I think it's important that, like Joe said, to really work together. And we always advocate certainly talking about it. Sometimes you have to get help. Sometimes you need to get a caregiver to come in and help, maybe with family, children. And sometimes you just need to take a break. But those breaks are hard. Sure, they're hard to take, but you need them. Mm-hmm. And certainly, we tried really hard to keep doing things as a family so that we weren't, all spread out everywhere, everybody dealing with their own, pain. I mean, some of the things that we went through, it wasn't just Joe and I that went through it. It was our whole family. And so, you're not just dealing with your personal life and then your marriage, but also your children. You know, the children lost 4 grandparents within 10 years and an uncle. So there was a lot, a lot going on for everybody.
Well, then how can you as a couple get through those rough times? Because certainly I remember going through all of those things, but I don't remember it being an unhappy time by any means, So as a couple, how did you still be like satisfied and be able to provide and be joyful when things were really like bleak? Like, I certainly remember feeling sad, but I don't remember feeling an extra burden.
Right. Yeah.
So good job, I guess, first of all.
Yeah. Well, thank you for saying that. You sometimes wonder how everybody else is affected during that. But one thing I do remember, a picture. It was in Aunt Mary Jo's backyard. We were having some occasion for somebody. And I think it was Christina who was sitting on my lap.
Yeah.
Maybe you were sitting in front of Christina. But there were a couple of us, and we must have just been staring. We just had this sort of very solemn look on our face. And I really kind of love that picture because it just reminds me of that time. But we didn't stop doing things as a family. Joe, how about you? What do you think?
Well, I think the important thing here is, again, just to come back to the reality of just needing to work together. And, C.S. Lewis, he actually wrote a lot on this topic and about difficulties and inevitable troubles in one's life. And his conclusion was that pain is God's megaphone to us. Pain is God's megaphone to us. And what we need to be doing is stopping in the middle of the craziness of it all and just stop and ask and say, what is God trying to teach us through this process? And what can we learn as we go through this difficult time? And that process always is much, much better as you can do that together. What we see, unfortunately, many times in marriages is that people either try to suppress or escape the pressure, or they begin blaming each other for this thing. And that's the very last thing you want to do at this point. Now's the time to kind of rally the troops. And again, I appreciate what Mom said there, Kathleen, and Dad. I'm glad that you didn't recognize what was going on, but we were able to maintain harmony. in our family. And that was our goal. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that God taught us, is that, you know, this is just part of life. And you need to just realize that, you know, nothing has changed as far as our relationship with the Lord. He remains sovereign through this whole process and the foundation for our lives. And that hopefully was reflected in how we raised you folks, how you raised you as our children.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's 7:29. Our guests have been Joe and Cindy Farini. Again, their My Marriage Matters segment has been on the station for years as they try to help us all strengthen the relationships that God has given us. And so, Joe and Cindy, if folks want to connect to you or learn more about this topic, how can they do it?
Well, it would be great for them to go to My Marriage Matters on Facebook. And I daily give a challenge or a conversation starter, something to see about 9 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, that they can join in. And so that would be My Marriage Matters on Facebook, or they can always get in touch with us through our website, which is either joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. And I would, if I could, just add that this is the weekend that they're doing the Weekend to Remember road trip. So people from the staff in at Headquarters for Family Life will be going to Cleveland, Chicago, and Nashville. We'll be in Nashville. Cleveland's conference Weekend to Remember is coming up this weekend, too. So there's a lot going on for Family Life. So check my Facebook, and you can see that information there.
All right. Thanks, you too. So we just appreciate